Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And big thing number three of the day is that I was going to say you could sail to Cuba right now on Carnival, which is really cool. But then this one broke in the midst of the show. Mr. Burns is back. Fox announced today that Harry Shearer, who voices numerous characters on The Simpsons, including Homer's evil boss, will be back for the animated series' 27th and 28th seasons. This is huge news.
Did he cut a new deal?
Yes. They had fired him because they could not reach a common ground when it came to salary negotiation. And they said, we don't need you, Harry Shearer. And Harry Shearer said, oh, you need me, all right, and you're going to pay me. And they paid him.
How long is The Simpsons going to go on?
Hopefully for the rest of my life.
Forever?
I don't ever want to live in a world where there's no Simpsons.
Do you still watch it regularly every week when new episodes air?
When there's a new episode, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's like a tradition with my son and I. Like, he knows that I watched it when I was a teenager. And so he loves The Simpsons.
And the new episodes are just as good? Because I don't think I've watched a new episode of The Simpsons in a couple years.
I would say they're good. They're hit or miss. Like, obviously, some jokes are going to run stale after about 30 years of being on the air.
Yeah, I mean, you think they need a chance to walk away eventually, right?
Eventually.
It's always going to be on in syndication every single day, no matter what.
I know, but I don't want to live in a world where they're not making new Simpsons
episodes.
It's
like, when do you finally walk away and just stand proud on what you've accomplished?
Never.
Never?
No.
Just go on forever.
Keep doing it. Just drive it right into the ground. Keep jumping the shark. I don't care. And then Jason B. on the Twitter machine gave me a good suggestion about the Mortarhead guy. You know those gravestones that they have outside the Haunted Mansion?
I love those.
They all rhyme. Devin Staples with a mortar. Now he's approximately one head shorter. Please step all the way into the dead center of the room to make room for everyone. Do not pull up on the lap bar of your doom buggy. I will raise it for you. Is this room actually stretching? Or is it your imagination? I am your host, your ghost host. This chamber has no windows and no doors. Your challenge? To find a way out. Does anyone know where I could find some quaaludes? There, mister, don't mean to be rude, but I'll give you 50 if you've got a lewd. That's all. What's up, Dave? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you? I love the ghost.
I know, man. How are you doing today, Drew?
I just yearn for one day Disney to contact me and say, we're looking to revamp the Haunted Mansion ride. We know it's one of your favorite rides of all time. Would you be the new ghost host?
It'll happen.
Oh.
They've got to update it eventually.
Keep hope alive.
It was pretty good impression.
Thank you.
Anyway, I was telling you, I'm a product of the 70s, and back then it was the Roars. Yeah, the Livings were the bootleggers, the Roars. What it did is if you took it about 20 minutes, half hour later, Instant 12-pack.
I'm confused. What are you saying?
I said if you took one about a half hour later or so, it felt like an instant 12-pack.
Like you had just pounded a 12-pack of beer.
Yeah.
Took a lewd, not feeling right. Felt like a 12-pack of Bud Light. Gotta love that ride.
Oh, it's my favorite.
Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. And remember, they'd be thumping the ride?
Oh, yeah, now you get to the fast part, and they're all dancing and stuff.
Plenty of room for you to join the party. Any volunteers?
I always get stuck on that ride, too. It always shuts down.
It would always shut down when the head was in the fortune teller thing.
Yeah.
The crystal ball. And, like, I would never mind when it shut down because any theme park is approximately 15 to 20 degrees hotter than every place else around it. So after a day of schlepping around Disney World with your family when you're sweating your balls off, you're like, oh, my God, please get me inside somewhere and please let the ride break down. So, like,
please stay inside your doom buggy. Someone has stepped onside the sensitive track. We'll get the ride.
I'm like, please don't start it up anytime soon. Just things are fine the way they are.
Sucking the AC.
Yeah. Except when those skulls would pop up out of those things and scare the bloody dickens out of you.
And you're stuck there the whole time. But then your eyes adjust to the darkness. You can see all the wires hanging from the ceiling and stuff.
That's kind of a drag. Yeah. What's up, Mark? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, Drew. Nobody's really commenting. You know, everybody's blaming the firework company. How about somebody praising the firework company for the firework not being a dud, finally? You know, they got a good one.
That sound is no one laughing at your phone call, just so you know. Not just me and Gio, but everyone in the Tampa Bay area, all 180,000 people currently listening to Drew Garabo Live, currently think that you are an unfunny douchebag.
Sorry, I laughed at it.
No, you usually douchebags do laugh at their own jokes.
I know.
That doesn't make it funny. Just so you know, when you're laughing at your own joke, I can guarantee you are the only one laughing. Be funnier. Stop laughing at your own unfunny jokes, my friend, and you could be a productive member of society. But until that time comes, you are bankrupt of comedy.
I'm taking your advice.
Please do. Thank you.
Well, just because he had an unfunny joke, a horribly unfunny joke, doesn't make him a douchebag. I say a lot of unfunny stuff.
My point exactly.
Let's take a trip to Disney.
Oh, man. Let's go, dude. Right now.
What it do, my peeps? Are you still listening? I sure hope you are. Here's the Drew Garabo Live hidden track of the day.
97X Tampa Bay's new rock alternative, The Morning X with Drew and Seth. The very first time in the year or so that I've been doing this that there are children in our studio.
Yes, that's how we like it. We like a studio filled with children, Drew.
I'm not so sure that we do like a studio filled with children, but two is fine.
Yeah, two will get the job done.
We got two kids in the house. Tabitha is age 9, accompanied by her mom, Holly. Hunter, 10 years old, accompanied by mother, Jennifer. They are here for a certain kind of spelling bee.
Yes, a sexual spelling bee.
Why? Very uneasy with you using that word.
We don't have to do this at all.
No. It's just it's just that S-E-X word. I won't use it around Xander, my son, and you know.
What word should we use then?
The adult-oriented spelling bee that is not appropriate for children to listen to or participate in.
That works.
Or a sexual spelling bee. So we've got the kids in here. We've got the moms in here. We're going to talk to, I believe that is Jennifer right there. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much for trusting us with the care of your child.
Wait, do you trust us with the care of your child?
Yes.
Okay good. And I see that's a wedding ring on your finger. Are you single mom? Are you married?
Engagement ring.
Ah, darn it all. Oh,
what are you trying to do here?
I just like single moms.
Okay.
And Hunter is 10 years old.
Oh, yes, he is.
That would mean you're in, fourth or fifth grade there, Hunter? Fifth grade going into fifth? Excellent. Do we want to tell what school or do we not want to say?
We're not going to say.
I wouldn't say either. Excellent. And how is Hunter's spelling proficiency?
He's a boy. He spells okay.
He's a boy. He spells okay. Well, we'll certainly put him to the test. Hopefully, he won't know any of these words that we're going to ask him to spell. And hopefully.
Are you worried about any of these words we are going to have them spell today? Are you okay with it?
I'm okay with it.
Perfect.
Okay. She looks a little nervous. Would you be more comfortable if you were wearing less clothes?
What the hell? This isn't your other radio show.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, I'm sorry for saying the H word.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Don't curse. Would you be more comfortable if Seth were wearing less clothing?
Yes.
Okay, good. She'd be a lot more comfortable.
We can't do Underpants Party Friday around the children. I already talked to the lawyers, and they said it's not a good idea.
Lawyers, schmoyers. Well, thank you very much. What? He's got his underpants on?
He wanted his underpants.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's even worse, I think. I love the participation, though.
Thank you. We appreciate the spirit behind that, Hunter, but we're going to politely decline on seeing those underoos.
That's Uncle Sandusky's dream.
It is. And Tabitha, age 9, is accompanied by Holly, her mom. Hello, Holly.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Very nice spirit you have, too. I like your smile.
Thank you.
And little Tabitha there would be probably going into fourth grade?
Yes.
Excellent. Good, good, good. She looks like a bright young lady. And enjoying the summer so far, are you?
Yeah.
It's kind of
I got three kids at home, so
Oh, man.
What a pain in the butt.
I've been telling them to give me more hours at work.
I understand that. What do you do for work?
I work at a storage company.
What kind of panties are you wearing?
Oh my gosh!
Oh, sorry. I thought it was the other show.
Go under my pants.
That's good. That's a good guy.
Jeans.
And are you disappointed that Seth and I aren't in our underpants right now?
Slightly.
Okay, you'll
slightly,
get over it.
I'm wearing the great boxer briefs today, but I don't think it's appropriate at all.
I don't think it is either. And
are you nervous at all about the words we're going to have the children spell today?
Oh no.
Okay, good.
No, this is normal household antics.
Okay, we'll see about that.
See, I told you, no big deal, Drew. You shouldn't be worried about it. If the moms are okay, you should be okay with it.
Exactly. If the parents are okay and you are their legal parents and guardians, we've all checked all the documentation, and we will then... what are they participating for? Are we going to give them some sort of prize for coming down here?
Yeah, we're going to give them whatever they want.
Okay, good.
that's really what the plan is. Fiona Apple, Chevelle tickets, Ray's tickets.
Whatever you want.
T-shirts, you can have whatever you want.
Just don't tell the authorities. Okay, then we've got the parents' permission. Let's get the microphones in front of those children. Let's go ladies first. Because that's how we operate here. We'll go with Tabitha, age 9.
We've got 4 categories. Do you want to let her pick the category?
Yes. I'll give you 4 categories to choose from, young lady. Category number 1, websites. Category number 2, fetishes. Don't ask what those are. Category number 3, slang. Or category number 4, accessories. Websites, fetishes, slang, or accessories, Tabitha.
I would probably go with accessories.
Great choice.
Tabitha, please spell the word condoms. Condoms. I will use it in a sentence. I will give you the word, and then I will use a sentence. Condoms. My brothers and sisters would not be around if mommy and daddy used condoms. Condoms.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Don't be nervous. We're here for you.
Do I have to say it first?
Sure. I mean, I don't know.
No. You don't need to worry about saying the word.
Well, let's just hear it. Say it first, and let's just see how it sounds. All right, don't say it.
Good.
Thank you. The word is condoms.
C-O-M-D-E-M-S.
That's close enough.
No, that's close enough. Do you have your buzzer handy,
we're
for God's sake?
We're here to encourage the children, Drew.
Okay, nice effort. That's a good encouragement. You got the word wrong, so we'll move it over. Do we move that word over to Hunter to see if he can spell it, or do we give him a brand new word?
We have plenty of fresh words, Drew.
Okay.
No reason to recycle the words.
All right, Hunter, your choices of categories are websites, fetishes, slang, or accessories, Hunter.
Websites.
Uh-oh. These are all family-friendly websites, Drew.
Okay. Your website to spell, momsteachingteens.com. Momsteachingteens.com. I will use it in a sentence. One of Seth's favorite websites is momsteachingteens.com.
momsteachingteens.com.
All right. Mom's proud of that one.
She should be. That's 1 point for Hunter.
Are you nervous, Drew Garabo?
0 for Tabitha. I'm okay.
Get into it. Get warmed up, you know?
Oh, I'm plenty warm. All right, young Tabitha, your chance to even the score at 1 apiece.
Oh, it's even. Nobody gets anything wrong here, Drew.
The categories: websites, fetishes, slang, or accessories.
Yeah, websites.
Okay. Yeah, good choice.
Websites. Your word, young Tabitha, age 9.
Garabo, you can pull the plug on this right now.
No. ExploitedBabysitters.com. I will use it in a sentence. ExploitedBabysitters.com. I sure hope that nice lady Christy that watches me doesn't end up on ExploitedBabysitters.com.
And if you want to just skip exploited and go right to babysitters, that's fine too.
There are no wrong answers here.
We make up the rules as we go along.
Okay, because I don't know how to spell exploited.
Okay, good. We don't either.
Yeah, just babysitters.com.
Okay. Then babysitters.
S.
Yes!
Yeah!
Okay!
Yay!
I like
Excellent.
It.
All right, everybody's a winner in the original spelling bee.
The what spelling bee?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.